Okay, we're picking up with the Gemara on Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph. We are the second last word on the line. Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel. So now we're continuing. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Mechayev Rav Meir Af Motzi Chita Achaz Azriya. So he says that Rav Meir used to hold that even taking out one single corner of wheat, you're going to be Chayev. The Gemara says, why would you need to tell me that? That's obvious. Pshita Kol Shutanan. Our Mishnah tells us. Why is our Mishnah assuming that Shita is from Meir? Rabbi Rashi quotes the rule that Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Usually when we have a Mishnah that doesn't say who the author is, the rule of the Mishnah is that Stam Mishnah, a Mishnah without necessarily an author, is always assumed to be Rav Meir wrote it. So we assume that this is the opinion of Rav Meir in our Mishnah, which already tells us that you're going to be Chayav on any amount. So the Gemara says, Ma'ud, the same Kol Shu, Lafuki Megrar. So I would have assumed when the Mishnah says any amount, maybe that's only coming to exclude a shear as big as a fig. But still you would need an olive's worth. An olive's worth is going to be, would have thought that was going to be similar to at least get the shear of an olive, which would be close to probably half of around the half of the grogeris of the fig. So the Gemara says, Kamash Malan, Shmuel is therefore teaching us the rule that that's not the case. Rav Meir holds that someone's going to be chayav in the smallest quantity, even one single kernel of wheat, you're going to be chayav. So now the Gemara now says, Maskif l'Rav Chitzel b'Reider of Yehuda. So Rashi assumes that this is going back onto Abaye, which we saw before, that according to Abaye, he said that if we go after someone's machshava. On the previous Amud, we mentioned yesterday that Abaye said that we go after someone's machshava. So the Gemara has a question on this, though. If that's the case, we go fully based on what a person's intentions are when he's carrying. That if he is matzniya and then does it, and then he changes his mind, you're not going to be chayev. So the Gemara says, so over here, in a situation where a person is intending to take everything out of his house, so that's all he wants. It's all or nothing. He only wants to take everything out of his house. And so according to this person, maybe you should assume that according to this person, he's not going to be chayev. He's only going to be chayev if he takes it all out in one single act. Because if you don't, then his machshava wasn't carried out. But everyone would assume that for every normal person, that would be something that's considered chashiv. So for them, maybe only for this guy, it won't be considered chayav. So the Gemara answers. The Gemara says, "Hasam batla daito etzel kadam." There, in the case that you're describing, the person's his thought. His thought process, everyone else in the world is different. Everyone else thinks that's called chashev. If you take out 95% of this guy's items, that's still chashev for the rest of the world. So therefore, we could say that his batla daita eskalatum, that he is completely removed because everyone else has a different machshava as him. However, when it comes to the situation, when it comes to the case of the seed, I would have thought that the intent to make use of even a single seed is considered reasonable even for any single person. Therefore, anyone could theoretically want to use it. So therefore, you would in fact be chayav. So the Gemara now says, V'chol Adam, so now going with the Hemshech Hamish, the Mishnah says, V'chol Adam, that anyone ain't chayav alav el kashira, as long as chayav, if it's the right amount, only for this guy is the smaller shear. When you're matzniya, when you store it, you're going to have the smaller shear. So the Gemara says, Masnisin the Lord Reb Shimon Lazar. Our Mishnah must not be following the sheet of Reb Shimon Lazar, because Reb Shimon Lazar says the following. Anything which is not fit to store, ve'in matzniya and kamosu, people don't store in that amount. And this person, he did want to store it. So now this is the Chiddush of Shimon Lazar that's going to be arguing on our Mishnah, because Rav Shimon says that if someone else then came and carried it out, and Chayav Machshav says that fact would work, the second person, Shimon would in fact be Chayav for taking away this thing that Reuven stored away. Even though for Shimon it wasn't Chashav, it's very interesting according to Shimon Lazar, the fact that for Reuven that's the reason he put it there and made it Chashav, you would in fact be Chayav. So Gemara just made that point that our Mishnah does not follow this sheet of Shimon Lazar. Gemara continues now, Amarav, Rav Amrav Nachman Hotziku Geres La'Achilav. Someone took out the shear of a fig, and for the purpose of eating it, which we know the shear, that's the shear that you have. V'nimla Chalei Azriya, and then you changed your mind and you actually wanted to plant it. Inami Lazriya, or you could assume, and it's in a different case where you plant it. V'nimla Chalei La'Achila, and then you changed your mind. You wanted to eat it. Chayav. In that situation, you're going to be chayav for the malach of hotzah of transferring on Shabbos. The Gemara says, why didn't you even tell me this? Pshita Zilek Ashira V'Zilek Ashira. That in both situations you have the minimum amount and the minimum volume that you have when it comes to achila, a person we saw before is going to be a krogeris, is going to be chayav if it's the size of a fig. When it comes to the natias for planting, then you're going to be chayav on a kol shu. So why would I assume that you wouldn't be chayav in this situation? So the Gemara says, I would have thought the following mother, same but in an Akira Vanacha Bechada Machshava, I would have thought that we require the Akira. Every Maisa on Shabbos requires an Akira, which is removing the object from its first location on Hanacha. We saw putting it down. So both of these combined, we saw before, the whole first Mishnah was discussing if you have an Akira without an Hanacha, or Hanacha without an Akira, you're not going to be Chayav, you're going to be Patar Valasar on Shabbos. So here, I would have thought, Ba'inan Akira Vanacha Bechad Machshava, I would have thought that you need to place it down with the same intent. If I don't have the same intent, I would have thought, Vahalek, in this situation, you don't have the same intent, and therefore I would have had the Havamid, assuming you're not going to be Chayav, Kamashlam, therefore Rav Nachman has to inform us that there is no such requirement, Akira Hanacha, they're going to consider the same, even if they have different Machshavas, they're still going to be Chayav, for when you had different, when you first wanted to plant it, and then you decide to eat it, or vice versa, that still, if you have the minimum shear, you would still be, in fact, be chayav. To which the Gemara now wants to relate, as a hemshich of that, the following question. So if I took out half of a fig amount, and I planted on, intended on planting it. So the shear we said for planting is a kol shu. So that I have that shear. However, v'tafcha, and in the middle of transferring it, then it what happened? It expanded, and then it became the shear of a full fig. But then I changed my mind and decided to eat it. So the maut, what's, am I going to be chayav or not? So the Gemara is going to flesh out what the question is. So would you assume that in the first case that Rav Nachman is describing, the person should be chayav because it doesn't matter when he first took it off for the zriya, even though he didn't have a shear, he only had half a gregarious, only had half of a size of a fig, but yes, but he was, at that point, he was planning on planting it. So you have a shear that should be chayav in Shabbos, and then when you decided to change your mind, but the fig already had expanded in the time being, so then if that's the case, so then you should be chayav, because in both situations I had a shear for the chiyav. Even though if I'd originally taken it out for the purpose of a chila, I only had a chatzi shear of a chatzi grogeris, I would not be chayav. So maybe I should assume you're not going to be chayav. No, so the first thought is saying that you should be chayav. However, the second thought is, so maybe the second thought is the following. Here you could argue that maybe came on no, the moment you took it out, the shir for achila, as we mentioned before, is the size of a gregarious, the size of a fig, and I didn't have a size of a fig. Granted, it extended midway, but that would be hanacha with hanan akira. Hanacha that akira, you're not going to be chayav in. So maybe I should assume someone should in fact be putter, because again, when the time they had the akira, the object was too small to be taken out, and therefore, since you don't have the akira and hanacha together, you're going to be putter. So the gemara in that sense, oh Dilma, maybe you could assume kevan deilu ishtik v'lo chashiv alei, or you could suggest another way of looking at it, that if maybe you could assume that if a person had remained silent and he didn't decide not any new intent, mechayev machshava d'zriya, then you would have been chayev because you had the original shear when you were doing this, right? You had the shear of planting it. So then, because again, that's a kol shu, that's even the smallest thing. So hashtana mechayev, so to over here, a person would be chayev, because according to this, there was no point in the transfer where you're having the shear. It's dependent on the person is going to switch. If the person has simply decided to keep his original machshava, then he would in fact be chayav. So maybe you should assume that the fact that he switched isn't going to make it change around the shear, because at the end of the day, his first machshava, it was a machshava where you should be chayav on the akira. So then the Gemara continues. Gemara says, so maybe you could assume. Let's assume that that's even right. So the Gemara is going to keep asking into the Zomar's to extend the question. So if you want to assume that the person who is remaining silent decided on not upon a new intent, Mechayev Machshava Dizriya, then he would be Chayev on the fact that his original intention was to plant it. Hashanami Mechayev, so too you're going to be Chayev over here, even though you changed your mind. Hotzi Ki Grugaris La'achila. So then what about if a person took out a shear of a fig for the purpose of Yidiv Tzamka, and then afterwards it had shrunk. So then if it shrunk, Venimla Chalea Lizriya, if it shrunk, and then you decided to change your mind and decided to plant it, mao, maybe because now I originally took it out and I had less of a shear, but then I was going to plant it. If I planted it, it's a shear of a kol shu. So then the Gemara elaborates. The Gemara says, so over here, that a person who hadn't changed his mind and decided to plant the seeds, he would have been chayav based on his original intent to plant the seeds, because the time of the hanacha, the seeds had already shrunk less than a shear of a kogaris, so he would not be chayav if he intended to eat them, only for if he was planting them. So therefore, you would assume that someone, so over here, but the machshava kamaisal machayev, because at the original intent was for the purpose of eating. The purpose of eating is the shir of a kogaris. Odilma, maybe you could assume baster hashlos, and we're going to go after right now the current intent, which is the only relevant consideration right now. We look at each stage, and at this stage in time, therefore he's going to be machayev. He's going to be machayev because originally wanted to take it out for zriya. So at that point, you want to take it out for Zeruya, then the person should be chayav. So the Gemara goes even a further step to this. The Gemara says, "In tons on a bus or hashtels, even if you want to assume that we're going to go after the person's current saint, you're going to say that he is going to be chayav." Then what about this following case? So tzirka goras la'achil, if a person took out the shear of a fig for the purpose of eating it, which again was needed, it was a kogeres, and then mitamka, then it shrank, the v'chazer tafcha shrank, and then somehow re-expanded, wow, what's going to be the lacha in that situation? So what's the shayla over there? You took it out with a shear, and you put it down with a shear. What's the havamina? So the Gemara says, yesh dichoy le'inyan Shabbos, o ein dichoy le'inyan Shabbos. There's the concept of being disqualified for Shabbos or not. The concept of dichoy usually applies by a korban. We know that a korban, if a korban was ever puzzled at a certain point, ever becomes disqualified, it is going to remain that status for the entire duration, and no longer can become ro'oy for the mizbeach. So the Gemara wants to know, can we extend this for the lachas of Shabbos? Over here, the fact that when you picked it up, it was a shear, but in the middle of that point, though, it became less than the shear, so maybe we can apply the principle of dichoy, which we've seen by Karmanos, and we could assume that maybe you wouldn't be chayav because in the situation over here, you had a period of time where you wouldn't have been chayav on Shabbos. So the Gemara answers, Teiku, this question is going to remain unresolved. Now the Gemara continues, Gemara asks, Bai mine rovim rav nachlan, zara kazayis truma levis tamei mao. What's going to be the din if someone throws an olive of truma into a house that's tamei? So the Gemara asks, what was the shayla? Lamai, what is this reference to Rava's kasha? Ila in Shabbos, if a reference to Shabbos, meaning he wants to know if someone who throws this truma from a Rosh Hashanah into a tamei house, which is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, Kigur Geres bin, and we know that the shear is going to be the size of a fig, and an olive is not that. Fig is less than a shear of a kezias, is less than a shear of a Kigur Geres of a fig, so it wouldn't be Chayav, what's the shayla? Ila inan tuma, if reference to tuma, and he wants to know whether the truma that landed in the house is now contribute tuma to the other food that's there. Kibitza, olchen bainan. We know the answer is obvious too, that we need the shear of an egg's volume. An egg's volume is the shear kibitza to make something that's tame to create to in order to pass over tuma onto something else. Then it's going to be the shear of a kibitza and not of a kazayas. It's also not enough. So then what was the shayla over here? So the Gemara answers, aga, this is a shayla, whether or not whenever it comes to tuma vitara, zemachlokas rashi and tosis, rashi assumes that the smallest amount of food can always become tuma. Only to give over tuma, to transmit tuma to other things, that is the shear you need a kibitza for. However, Tosas assumes that anything could be makabel tuma, and only a kibitza could be makabel tuma as well. And I think one of the rayas is from this Gemara over here. Okay, it sounds like a little bit like Tosas, but either way, we're going to let Rashi's pshat that it's kibitza in order to impart tuma on something else. So the Gemara now says, the Gemara answers, Olam Einan Shabbos. Rava is regarding to Shabbos. We're going to Ika Pachos Mekibitza Ochen. And we're discussing a case where there was already some food in the house that was tame, it was less than the share of a kibitza, and this amount that you threw in is going to be mashlamit to the share of an egg, and now it's going to come tame, so it's chashuv. The Gemara asks for that. So what's the question over here? Is what's going to be the halacha? Because of the fact that this chashuv in tuma, it now created a shear which can transmit tuma, so it's chashuv for in tuma, and then also I would have thought by Shabbos as well, it's now considered chashuv, and therefore it should be something that you are going to be chayavan. That's what Rashi says. It's ki'ilu you have a gogeres because it's something that's chashuv. Odilma kol in Shabbos gogeres binan. Maybe you could assume that anything when it comes to Shabbos, you always need a shear of a fig. It doesn't matter over here that in tuma that it was a chashuv a shear. So the Gemara says, the Gemara answers, the Gemara says, Amar lei tinisua. We have a bracelet to bring a proof. Abba Shalom, Rabbi Shalom says, Shte lechem v'lecha banim shirun kegugeres. When it comes to the two loaves that they used to have in lechem apanim, the bread, the 12 things they brought every Shabbos, the lechem apanim was the shte lechem was brought in just we had on Shavuos. It's a korban that accompanies the korban. It accompanies the korbanos tzibur on the yomtiv of Shavuos, and the shte and the lechem apanim is every Shabbos, right? The lechem apanim was the 12 loaves connected the 12 tribes that they used to bring every Shabbos. So their amount is going to be, if someone takes it out, is going to be a grogeres, a shear of a fig. So the Gemara analyzes, how do we have a proof? The Gemara says, v'amai. So why is it going to be a shear of fig? Limam b'dilinyan. Shouldn't we say that maybe Yotzei, if you take it out, we know if a person takes out a shear of bread, is going to be b'kezayis, it's going to be chayav. If a person then eats it and took it out out of the base of Migdash and he ate that shear, it's going to be a shear of a kazayas, which is only in olives, which is less than a kogaris. So why don't we assume that Indian of Shabbos also, you're going to be chayav also when it comes to an olive amount, when it comes to that. We see from the Braisa clearly that we're assuming that the shear that the minimum shear is required to be taking it out is a gogaris, the size of a fig, even though that there's significance to a different halacha, and that is that if someone takes it on purpose, let's say a person takes out the lechem upon him and ate it outside the Beis HaMikdash, if he has the shear of a kazayas, that's the shear that's chasha for him, so then it's going to be chayav in korbanos. So we see over here, Raya, that the fact that there's a specific halacha by korbanos, it should have nothing to do with the halacha with regards to Shabbos. So too by our case, when the fact that now it can impart tumah to something else, who cares? There's nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos. The Gemara wants to direct there. No, you can't compare the two. Hasam, in the case over there, when it comes to the loaves and the lechem panim and the the moment that you take it out of the, not just the base of Mikdash, but as long as you take it out of the Chumas Azara, the walls of the courtyard of the base of Mikdash, then already at that point it's going to become disqualified. So yet, Ashabas HaMachayev, but no one would say that at that point you're going to be Chayev when it comes to Chashabas at that point, because it's still in the base of Mikdash, which is not going to be Rosh Hashanah and Deraisa according to anyone. So Adam Afikta Rosh Hashanah, you have to take it out into a real public domain, a real halachic public domain. So then the Gemara says, Ahacha, when it comes to the case of Yerah throwing the food in the Tameh house, Shabbos Vatum Badi Adad Kazan, the violation of Shabbos would be happening at the same exact moment at the time where you threw it and then you created the tumah. So since it's coming up at the same time, maybe you could assume Eino Chayav Elik Shir. At that point, you're going to say that he's not going to be Chayav only for the same amount. So, I just skipped a line. So that the Gemara is saying it's coming at the same time, and therefore you would assume that there would be a difference, and therefore we don't have an answer to Rava, and Rava's question comes unresolved. Okay, now the Gemara now continues. The Gemara says Chazar v'Echnisa. If someone, the Mishnah also said, if a person who stored the seeds and returned and brought it back in the public domain, the Gemara says Ein Chayav Elav Shiur is only going to be Chayav if it is the right amount, the proper shear. So the Gemara says Pshita, this is obvious. Once the person decided not to plant the seeds anymore, then it's obvious that he's not using it for the purpose of netios, and therefore, why would you assume that he should be chayev on a shear when he now changed his mind? So the Gemara says, "Amar Abaye Alchem Ma'askin." What are we dealing with over here? Kigon Shazarku LaOtzer. We're speaking of a case where the person didn't actually said what he was doing; instead, he did something that might indicate that he was changing his mind. What is that? He threw it back into the storehouse from which it came. So we assume that since he threw it back in, even though it doesn't have an explicit statement that that's what he was doing it for, then he had changed his mind in Mekoma Nikar, and therefore its position is distinct and recognizable. The same, I would have thought, given to Mekoma Nikar, since it's a distinct place, and it's not simply become lost amongst the seas, and maybe Milsa Kamei Sakai, since it's, he could take it out, he knows where he put it back into, maybe that's not enough of a raya of what he was doing, because he didn't say explicitly what he was doing, and he only threw it in there. So therefore, Kamash Malam is Rekla Otsar Batla Batla. The fact that he threw it back, even though he could still find where that specific kernel was, he did not give chashivus to planting that kernel, and therefore we assume that he had changed his mind. He changed his mind, and therefore we assume that he's not going to be chayev anymore. Now we're continuing the Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses things that are going out into the public domain in the Rishus Rabbin and the Rishus Yachid. Amotzi Ochlan Asana Laiskupas. Going back to the first parak, just remind us a little bit of the first parak when you're taking out food and you take it from your place. And he puts them on the threshold between his house and the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So we're going to see exactly what the details of that based on the Gemara. Bein shechazer ve'otzion, whether he returns the food and he brings it out to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Bein shechotzion acher, or someone else takes him out. Pater, you're going to be pater b'nei shelo asa malacha b'vasachas. The person didn't do all of his transferring. In order to be chayv malacha, you have to do the akira and the anacha in one single act. Over here, since different people are doing it, then you are not going to be chayv. And also, if one person is doing it, you're doing it from the Rosh Hashanah Yachid to the skupa, or from the skupa into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, that's already a step removed. Because right, you didn't do it directly from the Rosh Hashanah to the skupa. Now the Mishnah lists another rule: kupa shimalei apiros. If you have a basket that's filled with produce from a person's house and asnal the skupa achitzona, and you place it on the outer threshold, which is referring to the threshold which is closest to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. In this situation, in not like the Mishnah's first case over here, we're terming that this is mamish right next to the silver, so it's extremely close to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and it's right there. So the Mishnah tells us, Alpi Sherov Piros Bechutz, even though most of the produce is in the actual Rosh Hashanah Rabbim mamish, in the public domain, then you're still going to be pater, a person who's still going to be exempt, because we're going to assume that over here, that object can't be assumed to be transferred from Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to Rosh Hashanah Yachid, or vice versa, unless the entire thing is placed in the other Rosh Hashanah. We don't assume that there's like a half thing, we go up to the rov where it is. Rather, the entire item needs to be in the other Rosh Hashanah in order to be chayav. And that's the Mishnah's off. You need to remove and take out the entire basket into the Rosh Hashanah all at one time. Now, just to give an introduction of the different dinim, just remind ourselves a little bit about the status of an eskupa. When it comes to eskupa, we assume eskupa was something that doesn't have the status of Rishus Rabim, doesn't have the status of Rishus Hayachid. It's this threshold over here, and it basically, we assume that if it's less than 3 tefachim high, then it's going to be assumed that it's mamish like the ground below. Our shaila is where it was 3 tefachim until 9 tefachim. If they're going to be 9 tefachim high, exactly 9 tefachim high, we saw before, that's exactly the right height that's going to be used for adjusting loads, that's what the point where it was used for, and therefore, it's going to be considered a skupa Rishus Rabim. However, so basically what we're assuming that if it's from 3 to 9, then it's going to not be a Rishus Yachid, because people don't necessarily, it's not considered, it doesn't have the status of a private domain, it also doesn't have the status of a Rishus Rabim, so therefore it has the status of the Dindarabanan of a Carmelis. That is what we mentioned by Dinder Rabbanan. It's not a Rishus Yachin and Dinder Reis. It's also not a Rishus Rabim. It's a no man's band. However, the Rabbanan made it an Isser, the Rabbanan to carry there. So now, going back to Gemara. Now, the Gemara says, Hayas Kupas Mai. What is the threshold? What Rishus is it in? What domain is it? Rishus Rabim or Rishus Yachin? Ile Maskupas Rishus Rabim. Potter. So if you want to assume that we're discussing that it's a Rishus of the Rishus Rabim, like we mentioned before, that it's going to be 9 Tfachim exactly, then the Gemara asks Patra, then why did the Mishnah assume that you were going to be Patra? Kamafik Rishus Yachid Shravim. That would be a full fledged transfer. As we mentioned, if it's 9 Tfachim, that's convenient for people to put their stuff on, then we're going to give it the status mamish of the Rishus Harabim. So the Gemara gives an answer. Gemara says, Eli Skupa Rishus Yachid. We must be talking about a Skupa that is considered part of the Rishus HaYachid, meaning that it's going to be at least 10 Tfachim tall, Rashi points out, and 4 Tfachim wide. It's its own Rishus and Rishus HaYachid. So the Gemara says that's also not going to be the case. Why? Because it says Bein Shechazer Ve'otzian. This is going to be it's going to be the case whether he returns it and takes it from the eskupa out into the Rishus Rabim, Bein Shechazer Ve'otzian, or someone else takes them out. You're going to be putter. Oh, so now, so the Gemara asks, so why would you be putter? Ha, kamefik Rishus Yachid Rishus Rabim. At that point, when you take it out, you're taking it from Rishus Yachid, from the full fledged Rishus Yachid on a Daraisa level into Rishus Rabim. It should be chayav midaraisa as well. So therefore, we assume that it can't be a skupas Rishus HaYachin, it can't be a skupas Rishus Rabim. Rather, the Gemara answers, then it has to be a skupas Karmelis. As I mentioned before, a skupas Karmelis is going to be 3 and 10, but not exactly 9 Tfachim. Again, 9 Tfachim we assume is like a Rishus Rabim. So between 3 and 10 Tfachim, not excluding the number 9 Tfachim. So Gemara says, V'akamash Milan. And the Mishnah is also teaching us, Taima Denach Bekarmelis, that the only reason the person is going to be put there is because he placed it in a Karmelis. Halonach Bekarmelis, but he didn't put it in the Karmelis, but he actually just walked through the Karmelis. The Zilk of the Mishnah would then be that he is going to be Mechayev, he's going to be Chayev, and we don't assume, like Rashi says, we don't assume Mehalech Ome David, that someone who's walking is like he is actually stopped. Le'inyan, this purpose over here, that if he would stop and then you'd have an Akira and Anacha, you would have the fact that he removed himself, that he was walking and then he takes the item, and then Hanacha would be the fact that he's, if you assume that Mehalech that he's like he stopped, then if he stops that would be hanacha, that would be considered putting it down, then we don't assume that way. The Gemara then points out that that's the case, then our Mishnah is not following the Shita of Ben Azai, as Ben Azai says in the Braisa, we saw this Braisa quoted in the first parak, that a person is transferring from a store, which we assume, right, is a din of a Rishus HaYachid, which is a private domain, into a public area, public domain, and he walks through the bench area. Mentioned that the shops in the times of the Gemara, they used to have these low blocks that they used to put things to show off their merchandise. So when they used to do that, these would not have their Shusrav Rishus HaYachid because at the end of the day, it was stuff where they put things, people would go near them, however, they wouldn't be stuff where there's just a yachid, it wasn't people full-fledged private domain, so it's really a karmelis. So therefore, if someone does that, according to Ben Azai, you are still going to be chayav. Sorry, according to Rabbanim, it's still going to be chayav, like we mentioned, because you went directly through there, you didn't take a break. However, Ben Azai says patur. Ben Azai says you're going to be patur because you must assume that Mehalech is komedamin, and therefore, if you, in the moment that you kept, even though you kept walking, it's as if you stopped in the Karmelis, and then if I go to the Rosh Hashanah, I'd stop in the Karmelis and go to the Rosh Hashanah, everyone would agree that at that point I no longer am going to be chayav. Ben Azai just assumes that by walking, you have created that process. Okay, now the Mishnah, Katina Mishnah says, Kupa Shimlea Peros, that when, so that if the basket was filled with produce, and you took it from his house, the Mishnah assumed that when a person sets a basket in a way in the Rishus of Yachid, it's going to be putter as long as all the produce doesn't go from one Rishus. The Gemara now discusses this. The Gemara says, Amar Chizkia, Lo Shanu Ela Bekupim Lea Kishun Adlim. That the Mishnah's ruling that says that you're not going to be, that you're going to be putter, that's only talking about very long items like cucumbers and gourds. However, Eva Aval, Melea Chardah, let's assume you have a small thing, like very small mustard seeds, Chayav, a person would in fact be Chayav if the basket is on both, if it's both in Rishus Rabbah and Rishus Yachid, because you will definitely have some of the seeds totally in the Rishus HaRabim, because you have tiny little seeds, and therefore you have moved. If I move the basket over, I have moved those little seeds into the Rishus HaRabim. It doesn't matter that part of the basket is in the Rishus Yachid. If as long as I have a complete seed in the Rishus HaRabim, then I'd be chayav. The Gemara then says that if that's the case, Alma Kasavar Eged Kli Lo Shmei Eged. That we assume that Chizkiah, that when you have a Kli that is connected, we don't assume that it's a halachic connection. Meaning, if you assume Eged Kli Shmei Eged, that the Kli is considered connecting everything, then even the seeds that are in the Rishus HaRabim, for the, since you have the Kli, the basket over here that is in the Rishus Yachid as well, that should create the whole thing as if it's Ki'ilu partially in the Rishus Yachid, and you shouldn't be Chayev. So he doesn't hold of this concept when it comes to this Eged Kli. When the Gemara now quotes Rabbi Yochanan argues, Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilim Le'a Chardal, even the basket is full of mustard seeds, putter, a person would be exempt. The Gemara says now, Amakasavar Eged Kli, Shmei Eged. Accordingly, Rabbi Yochanan would assume, and when you have a Kli, it would in fact create this halachic bond, and therefore, since you have part of the Kli, even though this mustard seed completely is in the Rishus HaYachid, according to Yochanan, it doesn't matter the fact that the basket is partially standing in the Rishus HaYachid, that would make a person not be chayav. So Gemara points out that both the Mishnahs have diukim, well, one like a, one, not like Rabbi Yochanan, one not like Chizkiah. What's the number of Bezerah? Masdisin Deloki Chizkiah Daika Udlok Rabbi Yochanan Daika. It doesn't seem to indicate like Rabbi Chizkiah or like Rabbi Yochanan. Why is that? Gemara says Chizkiah Daika. It doesn't seem to fit with Chizkiah's opinion. Why? Because the Braisa tells us Ad Shiyotzi Es Kol Hakupa, that a person, unless the person takes out the entire basket into Rosh Hashanah all at once, you're going to be Chayav. So then where makes the deal? Taima De Kol Hakupa. This seemingly is only the only reason for this is because you have to take out the entire basket. Hakol Peres. However, this implies that if you take out all the produce without taking the whole basket, you would still be putter. That sounds against Chizkiah. Alma Kasavar Eged Kli. This is against Chizkiah because this assumes that the fact that the Kli is partially in Rishus Yachid, you would not be Chayav. So it doesn't sound like Chizkiah. The Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan, that also doesn't follow Rabbi Yochanan either, because Diktani, the Braisa tells us, even though most of the produce is outside, meaning it's in the Rishus HaRabim, the public domain, a person's still going to be putter. Time of the Rov Piros, this is because most of the Piros are there. Meaning, had some of the produce been completely taken out, Hakol Piros, if all the Piros had been taken out to the Rishus HaRabim, Af Agav the Agida Kupa Gamagavi, even though the Kli itself is still partially in the Rishus HaYachid in the private domain, you would still in fact be Chayav. Amakasavar Eged Kli, Lo Shmei Eged. This part of the price seems to assume that the fact that the Kli is holding it in the Rishus HaYachid is a valid method of assuming that it should halachically have effect and assume that it's holding it in the Rishus HaYachid. To which the Gemara assumes that we just made a deal for Chizkiah and we just made a deal for Rabbi Yochanan in the very same Braisa. So isn't the Braisa just so sir itself? So Gemara says, Ve'alakasha, then the Mishnah itself, sorry, the Mishnah, not the Mishnah we're quoting over here, not the Braisa. The Mishnah is itself, Mineyo Be'estira. So Gemara answers, Chizkiah Matarat Zatayme, Rabbi Yochanan Matarat Zatabra. Both Chizkiah and Rabbi Yochanan can explain the Mishnah. How is that? Chizkiah matar zatayme ad shiyotzi es kol hakupa. Chizkiah can explain his reading because he can assume that you unless you take out the whole basket at once into the Rishus Rabbim at all. And b'mad v'murim, when is this ruling apply? V'kup mleya kishun lim. When does this apply? Only when we're talking about when it's full of cucumbers and gourds, in which it's obviously you're going to have it very long. So obviously they're going to probably be without the whole basket being transferred. Also, you would not be able to have one within Rishus Yachin and one Rishus Rabbim. Aval mleya chardel. However, if you have a small thing like mustard seeds, where the entire mustard seeds could be in Rishus HaYachid, and not the basket, Nasa Kamisha Otsi is called a Kupa V'chayav. That would be like the entire basket was taken out, even though the basket's still resting partially in Rishus HaYachid, and a person would in fact be chayav. Now the Gemara wants to explain Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan matar zatame af b'sharov piros b'chutz. Rabbi Yochanan's going to say, even though most of the produce is outside in the Rishus HaRabim, the person is still going to be below rov piros bilvad, and not just that most of the produce outside, afilu kol piros, even all the produce is taken outside, pater atchiotis kol akupa. He's going to explain that you need to remove the entire basket. Basically, each one was in bedocha, not necessarily the most pasha reading, but able to read the Mishnah back into the words. The Gemara wants to bring a raya. The Gemara says, Mesi ve'de have akash and chiskiya from the following brisa, motzi kupas arochlin. If someone took out, we got the guy who sells fragrances, so if he took out his basket in the Rosh Hashanah Yachin in a private domain, v'nasna alei skupa chitzona, and he put it on the outer threshold, which is part of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, in a way that the basket is still within the Rosh Hashanah Yachin, then av b'sharov minim b'chutz, even though most of the types of his smells and fragrances are outside in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, you'd still be putter. You'd be exempt av shiotzis kol hakupa, until he removes the entire basket. So the Gemara assumes that the kasal kadeitach b'tzrei, assuming we're dealing with a case of small bundles, of small little fragrances, this would be a kashan chiske. We could assume that all of these small smells have been already placed in the rishus hayachid, which is a different rishus. So why shouldn't you be chayev according to chiske? To which the Gemara says, "Amar lecha chiske, the chiske would answer hakamayaskinan be'arsune." We're discussing cases of long stems, in which case they didn't fully leave the rishus hayachid and the rishus rabim. They're both in both domains, and therefore a person would not be chayev. The Gemara asks, "Meisir of beva barabaya hakon of kitz b'shabbes?" Someone who's stealing a purse on Shabbos, he's chayev, he's going to be chayev in order to pay for the stolen purse, even though he's also being chayev the death penalty for violating Shabbos. Why? Shekfar is chayev b'gneiva, kodem shevel izer skila. There's usually a principle, kivlem in rab minei, that if there's two punishments simultaneously, we only give you the more chamer punishment, so you don't have to pay back. Because you violated Shabbos at the same time that you stole, you would normally not be chayev to pay back. Over here, you already did consider the fact that you picked up the meshicha, you picked up the item already in the other guy's house, and you intend to steal it, that already is considered like you have a kinyan gneiva, it's not yours, and then only afterwards you're going to be chayev the izer skila of violating the malach of hotza. Hamagarva yotze. However, if you were dragging it out, you didn't lift it out. I mean, you were dragging it, so you didn't do a kinyanet putter. You're going to be putter because sorry, iser gneiva iser shabbos ban kedacha. Because simultaneously the din of gneiva, the only one I picked it up, and as if I was dragging it the whole way, and only when I picked it up in the rishus rabim, at that point I'm going to be chayav. Also, the iser shabbos, so no, I will no longer be chayav. Now the Gemara going to show is what his proof is against Rabbi Yochanan v'Yisak adaitach eged klish may eged. If you want to assume that having the kli together is considered a bond halachically, and therefore Shabbos would be concerned, you would be it would make it as one. So we would assume that it's going to be chayav. So then kadem le'itzer gneiva le'itzer Shabbos. But the case of the second case of Breiser, which assumed that it was a different simultaneous, it wasn't simultaneous action, that we assume that you would be doing them together, but that's not true, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, the moment you bring out some of the coins, those are going to be chayav le'itzer gneiva, and you're only going to be chayav on Shabbos only afterwards when you remove the entire basket. So the Gemara says ida afkei derech piv. So if the, you know what, we'll pick up with the Ida Afka Derech Piv to continue with the Hemshech of Rabbi Yochanan. We're kind of in the middle of here, but just the time is getting late. So Amir Tashem, we'll pick up with the Hemshech of Rabbi Yochanan's answer to this Kasha. Amir Tashem, we'll pick up with this tomorrow.